From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. The people of Catalonia in northeast Spain voted for greater autonomy within Spain in a referendum last month. Although most Catalans say they don't want outright independence, many Spaniards fear it's the first step toward an unraveling of the country. Attitudes on the issue are driven by history. After the brutal Spanish Civil War of the 1930s, the Franco dictatorship repressed the people of Catalonia. NPR's Silvia Pajoli reports from Barcelona on how the people there feel about what they call the Statute of Autonomy.
The statute was first negotiated with the socialist government of Prime Minister José Luis Rodríguez Zapatero. Last week, protesters here called him a traitor. Consuelo Martínez was part of the angry crowd.
We want a Spain unit and not divided. Zapatero is dividing Spain. It's amoral. We are Spanish, and Catalonia is Spain.
The mood was very different a few streets away. In a shady park, 22-year-old Marc Llorente said he doesn't think the statute goes far enough.
Because for me, Catalonia is a country, it's un país. Y como país...
A few years ago, he didn't care, but after months of nasty insults from the conservative opposition in Madrid, accusing Catalans of being selfish, he says he now favors total independence. Under the new statute, Spain's wealthiest region will keep a greater share of its residents' taxes. It will have a say on immigration, the environment, and judicial appointments. It will consolidate its powers over education, health, housing, and infrastructures, and it will even have some say in foreign policy. But the most controversial issues deal with Catalan identity. David González, deputy political editor of the Avui newspaper, points out that the statute's preamble recognizes Catalonia as a nation.
And an important symbol of our national identity is our language. From now on, it will not only be a right, but a duty to know the Catalan language. It will no longer be secondary to Spanish.
Under the new statute, anyone wanting a job in the public administration will have to prove they speak and write Catalan. This region of 7 million people has its own culture and a turbulent history of revolt against Madrid. It also had a period of near independence before the Civil War. Kim Brugué, a member of the regional government, says that under the subsequent Franco dictatorship, expressing Catalan identity in public was illegal.
During the Francoist period, there was a repression. I remember that in my school, it was forbidden to speak Catalan. I spoke Catalan with my family, but it was forbidden to speak Catalan in public spaces.
But many Spanish-speaking residents here now feel their identity and language are being repressed. Marita Rodriguez teaches physics and chemistry at a Barcelona high school. Along with several thousand others, she drew up a petition against what she calls linguistic apartheid.
They have, like, the power to decide who is Catalan and who is not Catalan. Like, citizenship is not a value. Just you have to think in a certain way. You have to speak the proper language to be considered a Catalan. So it's not a matter of living here. It's not a matter of paying taxes here or working here.
The conservative opposition accuses the Zapatero government of destroying the state, and the autonomy debate has raised ghosts of the past. Earlier this year, Lieutenant General José Mena Aguado, head of Spain's land forces, warned of serious consequences and military intervention if the statute were passed. He was immediately dismissed. Years of official silence about the civil war and the dictatorship accompanied the country's transition to democracy. Now, here in Barcelona, many exhibits are commemorating Catalonia's role in the battles against Franco. Kim Brugué, the Catalan government member, says the statute is an important step in closing a dark chapter of history.
So if we overcome this situation and consolidate this new Spain in more federal terms, it's going to be the final end of not just the Francoist, but Francoist subliminal ideas.
But Catalan autonomy could unleash a domino effect. Many of the country's other regions are clamoring for similar statutes, and it's hard to predict what kind of framework Spain will ultimately have and how smoothly it can be achieved. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Barcelona.